His falchion flashed along the Nile, his hosts he led through alpine snows, o'er Moscow's towers that blazed the while his eagle flag unrolled and froze. Here sleeps he now alone. Not one of all the kings whose crowns he gave bends o'er his dust, nor wife nor son has ever seen or sought his grave. Behind this sea-girt rock, the star that led him on from crown to crown has sunk, and nations from afar gazed as it faded and went down. High is his couch, the ocean flood far, far below by storms is curled, as round him heaved, while high he stood, a stormy and unstable world. Alone he sleeps. The mountain clouds that night hangs round him, and the breath of morning scatters, is the shroud that wraps the conqueror's clay in death. Pause here. The far-off world at last breathes free. The hand that shook its thrones and to the earth its mitres cast lies powerless now beneath these stones. Hark! Comes there from the pyramids and from Siberian wastes of snow and Europe's hills a voice that bids the world he awed to mourn him? No. The only, the perpetual dirge that's heard there is the seabird's cry, the mournful murmur of the surge, the cloud's deep voice, the wind's low sigh.